Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on August 4th, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 30 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, and scores from the Northwest League. First up is Ms. On Scene's Reality Bites with Beautiful People.
Thank you.
That was Beautiful People from Miss Onsen's Reality Bites. Next up is the Milk Carton Kids, I Only See the Moon. The tune is North Country Ride. I'd like to discuss DSF athletics at this time. On July 29th, Jessica Wysocki, a star in the SFU Red Leaves women's basketball team, played for Team Canada's U23 team in the FIBA 3x3 U23 Nations League at Rancagua, Chile. Wysocki scored 1 point in Canada's 16-14 loss to U.S., followed by another point in Canada's 13-11 win over Puerto Rico. On July 30th, Jessica Wysocki tallied 4 points in Canada's 21-13 win over the tournament host Chile, followed by 5 points in Canada's 21-17 victory over Argentina, and no points in Canada's 20-17 triumph over Puerto Rico. On July 31st, SFU Swimming's assistant coach Derek Bly resigned from his position for a role outside Canada to become the head coach and director of swimming for the Carmana Bay Aquatic Club in the Cayman Islands. On August 2nd, the SFU Athletics announced the university teamed up with Langley Event Center to host NCAA Division II men's and women's tournaments between November 3rd and 5th. The Conference Commissioner Association NCAA II Canadian TIFOF Classic will be a 12-team event, two of which include SFU men's and women's basketball teams, latter of which include four players from Langley: Jessica, Sophia Wysocki, McKenna Gardner, and Merlane Shelby. There will be six games in each of November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Men's tournament will feature SFU, Damon from upstate New York of the East Coast Conference, Hawaii Hilo of the Pacific West Conference, St. Edwards from Texas of the Lone Star Conference, Great Northwest Athletic Conference rivals Seattle Pacific, and Western Washington. The women's tournament will feature SFU, its Great Northwest Athletic Conference rivals Alaska, Central Washington, Colorado Mesa of the Rocky Mountain Conference, Texas A&M Invitational, and Texas Tyler, both of which are from the Lone Star Conference. Later on August 2nd, the SFU Athletics Director Teresa Hansen resigned effective immediately after 8 years on the job. During her tenure, Hansen oversaw the completion of SFU's first stadium, huge growth in funding, athletic endowments, updated the SFU Athletics and Recreation with a new identity, and the process to choose the new name, Red Leaps. However, Hansen's tenure as the SFU Athletic Director ends with plenty of controversy as she announced the cancellation of the SFU football program on April 4th, despite the team having a full schedule in the Texas-based Lone Star Conference, which includes SFU's GNAC rivals Central Washington and Western Washington. On August 3rd, the Red Leaves men's soccer flew overseas, first with a stopover in Iceland and ultimately in Oslo, Norway today, where SFU will play three exhibition games against Norwegian teams starting tomorrow, participate in an SFU alumni night, and visit with Norway's two-time gold medalist in downhill ski, Axel Lund Svindal.
Let's get digital.
Stay involved online this semester with CJSF, SFU's independent campus community radio station. From writing album reviews to producing video and audio, there are many ways you can volunteer remotely for CJSF.
Be the media.
I'm wondering how to start volunteering for CJSF.
Simply sign up online and go to cjsf.ca/signup. Or contact our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That is vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. For more information on how to become a CJSF volunteer, as well as the latest on new volunteer orientations and volunteer opportunities at CJSF.
CJSF 90.1.
It's diverse, independent, and yours.
Are you interested in radio, community-based media?
You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
Welcome back. The third act is Mears Soft Chains. Here is I Will Love You.
Thank you.
The fourth band is Megabox End of Everything with Complete Book of Roses. Welcome to the second half of episode 30 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, feature on the BC Premier Baseball League, and scores from the Northwest League. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Dave McMurray's Grateful Dead Dedication 2. The tune is Birdsong.